Man, let me just share one thing with you here because we all think we're strong enough to handle everything. We all think we got this. But let me tell you, if you're not entrenched daily, God-centered, eyes off of yourself, you're not prepared. So here's the truth of it. Let me just share this with you. Sin is not a mere weakness in personality. Sin is an overpowering, overwhelming, enslaving force. And it will take down the strongest, most righteous of men if you're not prepared. And Satan will laugh at you all day long.
Every man faces it. Every man fails to a degree. Are you equipped? Put on your armor, men. There's a battle ahead. Welcome to the Manhole, where real men seek Jesus, aren't afraid to ask for forgiveness, and might even cry a little. And by the way, your host cries a lot. Here's the crybaby himself, Rob Warnock.
Greetings wherever you are and whatever time it is that you're listening today. I'm thankful to have your ears. So this, our show disclaimer is this: I am not a pastor. I am not a counselor. I am not a biblical scholar. I'm a man that has stepped in the manhole way too many times, and I'm just thankful for the grace of Jesus. So let's talk a little bit today about the wandering eye. And, you know, as we talk about things for us to do, you know, it's important to note that when we are in Christ and we draw on the Holy Spirit as we battle through these things, we have to trust in Him to lead us. And we have to ask for the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the things in our lives that may be causing issues or separation from Him. So if you have a tendency to have a wandering eye and you fit some of the things we're going to talk about today, understand that we're not saying it's because of what you can do to fix it and that fixes things with God. What we're saying is that Jesus has paid the price already. Draw on the Holy Spirit to give you strength and courage and discernment and conviction when these things happen. So when I was deciding on what to call this episode, I told my wife that I was going to do something on the wandering eye. And right on cue, she says, "You've always had a wandering eye." So it was kind of like, bam, take that, Mr. Manhole Man. And so I, you know, tucked my tail, walked out, and go, "Yeah, I think I always have." And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. As I tend to do on the episodes in the first segment, I kind of like to set this up from a personal perspective. And, you know, as I studied for this, listening to sermons and different podcasts, it was really more centered around the L word. And, guys, I don't mean love. I mean lust, which is a big one, big problem. Not going to make light of it, but we're not going to cover that today. We're going to cover that in another episode, so stop squirming. We'll make you squirm later. I want to focus on the eye itself and the issue that the look is the gateway. It's the gateway that leads to unveiling the lust and the sin that's already in our heart. So we have to protect our eyes. So we're going to save lust for another day. And I want to talk about your eyes. It's when you hold it, that look, the beautiful lady across the room, walking down the street that you stop and turn to look as she's passed you. You know you've done it. The lady at the office, the magazine on the counter at the grocery store, where we let our eyes linger just a little bit too long. And the problem with that is that starts a question of our integrity. Because what we're doing, if we're married, we are disrespecting our wife with that linger. But you know, we're also disrespecting that woman because God did not give her to us to look at like that. And so we have to understand she is a daughter of God. We do not have the right to gawk at her and to undress her with our eyes or to begin to think or enjoy in an unclean way, the way that she looks. And as my wife so tenderly pointed out, I've always enjoyed the beauty of women. I love fashion. I've always felt comfortable discussing or, you know, commenting when my wife and I are out to dinner, you know, things like she's cute or, man, love her shoes. Did you see her legs? And my wife's pretty cool and she never made a stink about it. I never saw a woman and was thinking, oh man, I want that or I wish she was mine or anything like that. But I do recall a time when we were at a restaurant, and apparently the expression on my face said something different, because my wife looks at me very sharply and says, "Quit looking at her like you want to attack her." And I was kind of like, "Say what?" But my expression apparently showed complete disrespect for my wife, also the other woman, who I should not have looked at the way I looked. So I know that as a guy, women have a wondering eye too. Not all, but just like not all men do. Men seem to be more comfortable talking about it. We feel like it's kind of just natural. But just because it's natural doesn't mean it's okay. That's where the desire starts, where the lust creeps in, and it's all about disrespect to God, your spouse, and the other woman. So, the beauty of it is, with the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, we can work through these things and begin to put on some practical applications to protect our eyes, to clean and purify our eyes and our heart. So, we're going to come in after the break, and we're going to dig into what Jesus had to say about this, talk about how King David's afternoon gaze set off a buffet of sin, for lack of a better way to put it, and we're going to give some practical steps that we can take as men to protect the eyes God gave us. Yeah, remember that next time you're looking at that woman. Those eyes, they're God's. So we need to protect those eyes. And also, by the way, remember this. Jesus wanted us to see how serious it was so much that he called for radical amputation. More on that on the manhole after the break.
Still using old school business and appointment cards? Did you know that over 80% of business cards get thrown away? Come on, guys, step into the 21st century and go digital with full automation. And it's time to trash grandpa's cards. Introducing DigiCard, the business card of the future. On one intuitive platform, you can have automated appointment reminders, clients can request appointments, and stay safe with contact-free sharing. Let automation work for you, as every time your DigiCard is shared, a customized sequence of messages are sent automatically to keep you in front of every lead. For a limited time only, listeners of the Manhole Podcast can get their first year subscription absolutely free, plus a free webpage. All you pay is $9.97 per month for hosting your DigiCard and webpage. So it's time to up your game. Get DigiCard, the only business card that does the work for you. Visit themanholepodcast.com today to find out how you can take advantage of this limited time offer for our listeners.
Welcome back to the Manhole. So before we jump right back into it, I wanted to invite you to please visit themanholepodcast.com. There you can get up-to-date information. You can see there will be a little teaser there about our global event that's coming in November. Super excited about that. And you also have a chance there if you feel led to support us financially to keep this to a minimum, to no commercial podcast. We would certainly, you know, welcome and be grateful for that. We tend to look again, linger a little bit longer, examining what is so pleasing to our eyes. And that's where we need to examine ourselves with that look, about that look, because that speaks to our integrity. And you may think that the look, don't touch approach works and is okay, but it's what it says about how you view women and the level of respect you have for your spouse. She's your gift from God. She's your treasured gift. She should be how you determine what beauty is. And it has a ripple effect from your eyes to your mind to your heart. And Proverbs 4 says this, "Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you." Pretty simple and clear. Now, we talked about Jesus. Jesus went radical and he was trying to make a point, and I think it's certainly one we better take. He calls for amputating your eye, plucking out your eye. If your eye is causing you to sin, causing lust in your heart, pluck it out. Now, I don't think Jesus was looking for a bunch of one-eyed men and creating a land of pirates walking around with patches on our eyes. guys. But he wanted to make the point to us that whatever that is causing that sin, you need to cut out. Remove it. So the eye is the gateway that can trigger the sinful desire in you. You have to learn to cut that look out. And one way you can do that is by bouncing. But first, let me go through this commentary on Corinthians 7, verse 10, 11. Our Lord certainly means that we are to strike at the root of such unholy dispositions, as well as to cut off the occasions which tend to stimulate them. That says it. If there is something that causes us to sin, we need to remove it. Bouncing your eyes. Great practical application. Practice it everywhere you go. If you see something that you think your eyes are about to enjoy and you shouldn't, bounce from it. Whether it's another female, whether it's a magazine, whether it's something on your phone, it's an email that you open, bounce from it. Protect your eyes. You know, there was years ago, I used to stay up late and my wife and kids would go to bed and I would stay up and watch Friends. And love Friends, hugely popular show. And the joke from my wife was that I was staying up to have my Jennifer, because I love Jennifer Aniston, beautiful woman. It was funny then, calling it my Jennifer, but the fact of the matter, as I know now, I was disrespecting my wife. My eyes should not have been on that show if I was watching it and enjoying her beauty, and if it was causing me to have thoughts about her. I shouldn't have watched that show, and I'll tell you now, I was in a hotel just a couple of nights ago and flipping channels and stopped on that show for a second, had to shake my head, get the cobwebs out and bounce and change the channel. Went to Fox News and man, that didn't help much. Oh goodness, news will wear you out. So that was something that I had to adjust in my life and be aware of and make sure that I was proactive in keeping my eyes pure and respectful to my wife. I love this quote from Ryan at fiercemarriage.com says, and I think this is something that we could certainly put into play in our own lives, and that is, he likes to imagine that wherever he is walking down the street, that Selena is watching him, and would she be proud of him? That's something that, you know, I think that's another application, a thing that we can keep in the forefront of our mind that will help us, you know, and the fact of the matter is God's watching us all the time, right? Isn't that kind of a bigger deal? But it's something else you could think about in terms of what's right there in front of you. If my wife is right here, am I looking the same way? Am I speaking the same way? Am I acting the same way? So let's go over here and talk about old King David. It all started with a long afternoon gaze. There she was, bathing in her courtyard. She was at home, doing nothing wrong, not being a temptress. Just taking an afternoon bath. Odd time of the day to be taking a bath, shower. But there she was. And King David could see from his palace down into the courtyard. What if he had bounced his eyes instead of staying there and enjoying Uriah's wife? What if he had looked the other way? But David was a man, and he wanted what he wanted. And he was powerful, and he could have what he wanted. So he called for her. And that gaze set off the inappropriate desire that led to a serial cover-up of sins. He called Uriah home to try to cover up. Uriah refused to go lay with his wife. How can I go lie with her while my fellow soldiers are still in battle? So he slept at the doorstep. So then he turns around and sends him back to deliver the note that says, put him on the front line so he's killed. He delivered his own suicide note. So his eyes led to all of this. What if he just bounced? Let's wrap up. Russ Brewer did 7 C points, all that start with the letter C, and it was about lust and infidelity. And I carved 2 of those out for us today, and we'll examine all 7 when we talk about lust, because he really did a great job. But 2 of the C's I wanted to talk about, we've already talked a little bit about, is cut out. Whatever it is that is tempting you or causing you to sin, let's cut it out. If it's your computer, go throw it in the yard. If it's your cell phone, your mobile, your smartphone, get a flip phone. Sounds radical. We got a bonus episode coming on that. I've done it. It is weird. Get a flip phone. If it's a television show, if it's the lady that you need to avoid at the office, if you need to stop going to that particular Starbucks, whatever it is, distance is your friend there. My pastor recently told me, he said, Rob, you know how I know I'm not going to be shot in Atlanta tonight? I said, how? He said, because I'm not going to be there. And if I'm not there, that can't happen. Distance is your friend. It's a great point. So it certainly fits here. The second C, calibrate. Calibrate your walk with Christ every day. You know, there's an assault on us through entertainment, music, media, internet, images, themes, flesh-pleasing visions that are so hard to take your eyes off of, and it's intentional. They're trying to pull us in. They know what feeds our flesh, and it makes objectifying women seem okay and almost as if the women like it, and they don't. So calibrate your walk with Christ every day so that you have the strength and the courage and the power through Christ to fight these things off and to resist them. Walking with Jesus gives us the ability to draw on that because we're not strong enough, but through him we are, which is awesome. How encouraging is that? Because if it's up to me, I'm in trouble, which I was. So let me read another quote from Ryan. Ryan's our rock star today, the guy from Fierce Marriage. From his piece on six reasons men should watch their look. And this is, I love it. You'll probably hear this many, many times. It is a great quote, and we should all take this as the way we think. Let's be men that are so infatuated with our wives that every other woman can't compare. Let's be men who give our undivided attention, heart, and the purity of our eyes to our wives because they are the ultimate standard of beauty to us. Bam! Bury that one in your heart for a little bit. That one is awesome. So let's view our wives as the ultimate standard of beauty. We won't need to look anywhere else. We'll be focused on the gift that God gave us. So you guys, whether it's gawking or porn or TV, let's purify our eyes and our heart. Remember that God's grace is sufficient. The Holy Spirit can guide us and strengthen us and keep us strong enough to win these battles. Let's take the yuck out of men together. Let's walk side by side and let's stay out of the manhole. See you next week.
As always, thanks for listening today. Please make sure you go to Facebook and follow us at the Manhole Podcast Facebook page. You can stay connected there. You can even submit future topics that you would like us to discuss on the Manhole Podcast. Also, visit our website, themanholepodcast.com, and you can submit your information there to connect with us and become a VIP listener to get updates on future events. We do have something huge coming late November, a global virtual event that you're going to want to be a part of.
And while you're at themanholepodcast.com, make sure you click on the support button. There's some really cool swag and gifts in there for different levels of patronage. Also, follow us at The Manhole Podcast on Instagram as well.
Also, make sure to give us a great review on iTunes. Share with your friends so we can get men across the world listening. And remember, real men ask for help, seek godly counsel, and get on their knees.